Torah Rabbanon, the second to last line, Nun Chesam Beis. Torah Rabbanon, Tamid Koidim LePesach, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim comes before the Korban Pesach, like we explained in the Mishnah, the Pesach follows the Korban Tamid. So now this Brisa is going to explain in further detail what the order of the Avodah is and how we know. So the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim comes first, and only afterwards is comes the Korban Pesach. Pesach Koidim LePesach. The Pesach precedes the Keteris, meaning the Keteris Shel Bein Arbayim. The afternoon Keteris comes after they're finished with the Korban Pesach. And Keteris Ketem is Laneris, and the Keteris is burned before they light the Neris. That was the last thing that was done. Why is this? Yeuchar Dover Shenemar Bay Ba'erev Ubein Arbayim, Ledover Shaloy Nemar Bay Ba'erev Ela Bein Arbayim. The Korban Pesach, where it says two expressions of that it's done late in the afternoon, because it says in one place, V'shachtu o'yisoy kol klal adas Yisrael bein arbayim, and another place it says, ba'erev by it. So therefore, it says, tizbachas ha'pesach ba'erev. So therefore, such a thing has to be later than the Korban Tamid, where it just says, esakem z'ashen itas ha'bein arbayim, it doesn't say ba'erev. So it only says one expression of doing it later in the afternoon, not two expressions. So the Korban Pesach comes after the Korban Tamid. Ihachi, if that's the case, Keteris and Neris Nami Nekamu LePesach. So by the same Cheshbon, the Keteris and the Neris should also precede the Korban Pesach for the same reason. Yeuchar Davar Shenemar Bo Be'erev Ubein Arbayim, because the Korban Pesach, which it says by it two expressions, but Erev and Ben Arbayim should come after the Davar Shaloi Nemar Bo Yal Ben Arbayim, blah, blah, to the Keteris and the Neris, where it only says one expression, it only says Ben Arbayim. Because it says regarding both of them in the same pasuk, it says, Ubehalis Aaron, Es Aneris Ben Arbayim, when Aaron lights the Neris of the menorah in the afternoon, Yakti Renner, that's when he burns the Keteris. So this Ben Arbayim is going both on both of them. On the Neris and on the Keteris, they have to be in Bein Arbayim, but it doesn't say by them Be'erev. So if that's the case, the same way that the Tamid precedes the Korban Pesach, so do the Neris and the Keteris should have to precede the Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Shani Asam, the Neris are different, the Miyit Rachmona Oysoi. The Torah was memayit by the Neris Oysoi, the pasuk says. So we darshan. Really, the pasuk on the pasuk is that it has to be lit in the evening, enough oil that it should last throughout the whole night. But we darshan from that oisai, like we're going to quote in a minute, that oisai me'erav abayker, that this is the only avayda that's kasher me'erav abayker, meaning once the neiros are done, no other avayda comes afterwards. So that's the Neiris, and the Keteris is hukish to the Neiris, like we just said before. So whenever if the Neiris have to be the last thing, so the Keteris has to be next to it, the second to last. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Me'erev HaBoker, the Pasuk says you should light the Neiris, Me'erev HaBoker. So that teaches us, first of all, Pasuk Pshat, Teimel Midasa, you should put enough oil in there. Shatei Dilek is Me'erev HaBoker, then it should last throughout the night, that when you light it in the evening, it should burn through till the morning. And Chazal put the same amount of oil in the menorah every day of the year. We didn't just measure it every day based on how it's going to be that day, and therefore they measured what the longest winter nights are going to be, and based on that they said you should put that amount in the entire year. Davar Acher, Oysa Me'erav HaBoker teaches us, Ein Loch Avoida Shekshere Me'erav HaBoker, there's no Avoida that may be done Me'erav HaBoker, from the evening, from when the Neiros are lit, until the morning, Elazubavad, besides the Neiros. I mean, once the Neiros are done, that has to be the last thing. No, none of the other daily avodas come afterwards. My time, Amar Kro, Yarech Oysai Aaron, Uvadu, Me'erav HaBoker. So we dash an Oysai, this is Me'erav HaBoker, Vein Davaracha Me'erav HaBoker. The Ishk is Keteris and the Neiris, and the Keteris is Hukash and the Neiris, so just like the Neiris, nothing comes afterwards. So while in the Keteris, nothing comes afterwards. V'tanya Kikushyon. So, but however, we have another Brisa like our Kasha, meaning we asked the Kasha before that since it only says Bein Arbayim by the Neiris and the Keteris, Therefore, it should precede the Karban Pesach that says Be'erev and Bein Arboim. So we have another brisa, another sheet in the Tanoim. The Taka says that the Karban Pesach comes last. Because this brisa says, Talmud Kaidim L'Kteris, the Talmud precedes the Kteris, Kteris Kaidemus L'Neiris, and then the Kteris comes before the Neiris, Neiris Kaidemus L'Pesach, and the Neiris comes before the Karban Pesach. And the cheshbon is Yeuchar Davar Shenemar by Be'erev, something that it says by it Be'erev Ubein Arba'im and also Bein Arba'im should be later the Davar Shenemar by Ela Bein Arba'im Avad than anything that it only says by it Bein Arba'im. So all three of them, the Talmud, the Kteres, and the Neiris, all have to precede the Karban Pesach. Frankly, Gemara, according to this Lashon Vaksiv Isai, what are you going to do with that Lashon Isai? That it Yarakai say Aaron Akain me Aaron Vol Mayor of Arbaker, which we doubted before, Oisa Mayor of Arbaker, Vinda Raka Mayor of Arbaker. Teretz is Hayoisa, Mibayle, Limute Yavay the Shabbathim. The Oisa is saying, where the Neiris are lit inside the Hegel, no other Avayda may be done after the Neiris. But Enechanami, Bechutz, in the Azara where Karbanis are brought, other things like the Karban Tami, like the Karban Pesach may be done after the Hadlakas Neiris. Umayniu, if we're talking about excluding other Avodah Shebifnim, what would that be referring to? Keteris. That means the Neiris have to be the last thing, that means the Keteris comes first, and then the Neiris. Why would you think otherwise? Salgadai Dechamina, I would have thought to say, Hoyoluksiv, Uvahalis, Aaron, Esa Neiris Ben Arboi Miakti Redna, when Aaron lights the Neiris, he should burn it. So he should burn it, is Lashon Asid. So it sounds like he first lights the Neiris, and then he should burn the Teres. So the Pashat Pesachim Pesukim would give off the Mashmois that the Neiris are first, and then the Teres. So Eim and Adlik Neiris, Bereisha first light the Neiris, while they're knocked the Teres, and only afterwards burn the Teres. That's why, Mirachmon Oysai, that's why the Teres said, Oysai, Oysai Merav HaBaker, that the neighbors are the last thing that's done Meir Vabaker in the Heichel, Lafuket Ekteris, that it has to be done before the neighbors. Elo, if that's the case, Ben Arboim Yakti Reno Lamelisa, how are you going to learn that other pasuk of Ben Arboim Yakti Reno, which we said before, seems to give off that implication that the Ekteris are afterwards? Haki Gomer, this is how you're going to have to touch the pasuk. Haki Gomer Akmanam, Be'idon, the Madlikis Neiris, at the time that you're lighting the Neiris, Tehei Mikter Keteris. Not Yakti Reni, he should burn it, but rather it should already have been burnt. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein lecha davar shekoydim etamish al shachar. Nothing, until now we were discussing in the evening, but now it says the Braisa, Ein lecha davar koydim etamish al shachar. There's nothing in the morning that comes prior to the etamish al shachar. Elekteris Melvai, with the exception of Keteris. The Keteris was burnt before the Talmud Shoshaka was brought on the Mizbeach. Shenema Baba Baiker Babaiker. Because by the Keteris it says, by the Keteris in the morning it says, Babaiker Babaiker, a two Lishanis of Baiker. When it says, Rikir Allah Varin, Keteris Saman Babaiker Babaiker. So, the Lashon of Baiker, just like Erev is coming, means to be Ma'acher, so the Lashon of Baiker means the Lashon of being Makdim, and do it early in the morning. So something that says twice the Lashon of Baiker, by it, so Yukdom Keteris, the Keteris should come first, because it's the Davish and Baiker, Baiker, where it says Baiker twice, they see if there are a lot of Aaron Keteris, Sami Baiker, Baiker, the Davish like never by Yala Baiker Echad, before something, which is the Talmud Shoshaka, that it only says one time, Baiker by it, but it says Asakav Asecha Tasaba Baiker. The Eilech Adavar Shem is Akiv Acher Tamid Shalin Arba'im, and on the opposite end of the day, there's nothing that stays later than is brought after the Tamid Shalin Arba'im. Elek Teres and Neiris, with the exception of the Teres and the Neiris, like we explained before, U Pesach and the Karban Pesach again, like we explained before, that has to come after the Tamid Shalin Arba'im. Or a Mechusa Kippurim on Erev Pesach, meaning to say if somebody, it was a Mechusa Kippurim, he was a Zav, or he was a Mitzayra. So he doesn't become Tar in order to be able to eat Kachim until he brings his Karbanis. Now really, theoretically, he should have brought his Karbanis earlier in the day. But if for whatever reason he didn't, and now he's stuck with a dilemma, they already brought the Karban Tamid, so if he's not going to bring his Karbanis on Mechusa Kippurim, then he's not going to be able to eat the Karban Pesach. So over there we say, because of the Pesach, the halacha of nothing coming after the carbon tamid is pushed away, and we allow him to bring the his karbanis mechusar kapara in order that afterwards he can bring the carbon pesach and eat from the carbon pesach. Shetayvul sheinis, he goes to the mikkah another time by chos bichlerv, and he's able to eat the carbon pesach that night. Now that which he's tayvul a second time, this is just a chumr derabanan. Really, he already went to the mikvah yesterday. Because that's the way all mechusar kapara work. And on the seventh day, they go to the mikvah. They have Harish Shemesh that night, and then on the eighth day, they bring their kabanas. But nonetheless, this was one of the chumras that Chazal made by kachim. Even a person who is tar, if he can't eat kachim, so then he requires another tefillah. So mechusar kipurim, since he's in a matzah that he can't eat kachim, so after he brings his kabanas, he needs a lechumra another tefillah before he eats the karban pesach, before he eats kachim. Rav Shmuel ben Neishah Rav Yechon ben Breikah, and Rav Shmuel ben Neishah Rav Yechon ben Breikah says a bigger chiddush. Av mechusar kipurim b'shal yemes hashana, even on a regular day of the year, let's say today, if a guy was a zav or a mitzayra, and he happens to be, he's planning on eating kachim tonight, and he was invited to eat kachim somewhere, and he needs to eat kachim tonight. So even on a regular day of the year, he could bring his karbanas mechusar kapara after the Tamid Shal Ben Arba'im, and then in order to be able to go to the mikvah and eat his kachim that evening. So the Gemara says, Bishlama l'tanakama, we understand according to the Tanakama, how even though we know before there is an asay of Ashlama, like we dashed yesterday, that all karbanas have to come between the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Ben Arba'im, they may not come after the Tamid Shal Ben Arba'im. But nonetheless, we'll say Yavay Asay the Pesach Sheyesh Bekaris, the Asay of Karm Pesach, which is an Asay Sheyesh Bekaris, a person who doesn't bring the Karm Pesach is Chayav Karis. So that Asay is a stronger Asay. The Yidcha Asay the Ashlama could push off the Asay of Ashlama Sheim Bekaris, which does not have Karis, because even though normally the rule is Asay Dechalais Asay, however Asay cannot be Dechan Asay, because we say My Omei Hay Asay Mei Asay. What makes Asay A any better than Asay B? So normally the rule is Sheva Atasa. One Asay cannot push off another Asay. However, an Asay Sheyesh Bekaris, like the Karban Pesach, is taka stronger than a regular Asay. So the din of Ashlamu, Allah Hashem Karbanis Kulam, is a lava of Amakal Asay, which has the Kayak of an Asay. So the Asay Sheyesh Bekaris of Karban Pesach could push off the Asay of Ashlamu. That we understand. Eller Rabbi Yishmael ben Eshav Be'echem Breika, Masha Enkein, according to Rabbi Yishmael ben Eshav Be'echem Breika, who says that even on a regular day, the Asay of Achilas Kachim allows me to bring the Karbaras Mechusa Kabara after the Tamid Shal Ben Arba'im, means the Asay of Achilas Kachim pushes off the Asay of Ashlama. My Umma Dehay Asay, my Hay Asay, why is that Asay any better than this Asay? Normally, like we said before, normally one Asay can't push off another Asay. So how is he allowed, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshav Be'echem Breika, how is he allowed to bring his Karbaras after the Tamid Shal Ben Arba'im? And for the Gemara, Amar Ravina, Amar Rav Chista, Ravina said in the name of Rav Chista, Hocha b'chata sa'if askinon. Over here, we're talking about a chata sa'if, shein l'mizbeach el adama. I mean, we're talking about a mechusta kippurim, for example, like a zav. A zav brings birds. Or a mitzvah, when he's poor, at least some of the karbanas that he brings, we'll have to deal with the rest of the karbanas soon, but some of the karbanas that he brings could be birds. And if that's the case, the bird, since it's not burnt on the Mizbeach, there's no problem of Hashlamo. Because the Hashlamo was said on the Marocha, things that are burnt on the Mizbeach. It says, Va'arach Allah, Ha'oila v'hikter Allah, Ha'oila Hashlamo, it's talking about Haktara. So, Lagabe Haktara, the carbon tamid has to be the last thing. But a carbon that doesn't have Haktara, like a Chata Sa'if, so therefore it's not subject to the rules of Hashlamo, and there's no problem of bringing a Chata Sa'if even after the Tamid Shabbin Arbaim. Rav Papa says another teretz. Afilu teimak bechatas behema. You could even say we're talking about a regular chatas behema. He's not a poor person, and he's not bringing a bird. And nonetheless, it's not a problem of Ashlama. Why not? Because Mala, you bring it up on the mizbeach, Molina bereishis on mizbeach, and you leave it overnight on the top of the mizbeach. You don't throw it on the fire. Let it sit on top of the mizbeach. If it would sit on the floor, it would become nicer, then you wouldn't be able to bring it the next day. But the halacha is, the Gemara says in Zvachim, Ein lina mayel zvareisha mizbeach, calls man that the thing is on top of the mizbeach, then the lina won't make it possible. The fact that it stayed overnight won't make it possible. So you let it stay on top of the mizbeach overnight, and the next morning, after the Tamid Shal Shachar, that's when you'll burn it. Frag the Gemara of Yikra Asham. A Metzora, in addition to the Chatas, which will he'll replace with the Chatas Ha'if, he also has to bring a Karban Asham. So Bishlam and Rapapa, so according to Rapapa, it's not a Kasha, because I had the Malinah. The same way that you're Malinah the Chatas, on top of the Mizbeach, you'll be Malinah Asham on top of the Mizbeach. El Reb Chista, but according to Reb Chista, who said that we're talking about an Ha'if, and therefore, an oif, since it's not being burnt on the Mizbeach, there's no problem of Ashlama. So that takes care of the Chatas. But Mike Lameber, what are you going to say with regard to the Ashram? How's the Mitzvah going to do that? Ami, so the Gemara answers, Shekar of Ashram. The case must be that the Mitzvah already brought the Ashram and he didn't yet bring the Karban Chatas. On that said, Rabbi Shmuel ben Ashram Brechem Bereka, that as far as the Chatas is concerned, he can bring it after the Tamid. And therefore he could finish off bringing his karbonis. But Enechanami, in the case that he has to start from scratch and he didn't bring his ashram yet, then he can't bring his karbonis afterwards because there's no way to get around the problem of ashlam.
Frag the Gemara of the Ika Ayla. If this thought that you can't bring the carbon to the top of the bed without burning it, what's the sheet?
I mean, why didn't he hold up that second Eitzah?
Yeah.
I would imagine, because the Gemara is going to ask later on, Akasha, that why we're doing this, we're potentially setting up the Kehanim to be Nichshol, because someone might not realize what it is and throw it on the fire. So the Gemara is going to say later on why Rav Papa was not concerned with that. I would imagine that Pshat and Rav Chista is that he Taka was Cheshit for that, and therefore he said that we don't want to get involved in taking such a risk. But Enechanami Bidiyevit, if someone would do such a thing, it would work, but we don't want to get involved in doing it that way. There's a third carbon that the Mitzvah has to bring, which is the carbon Ayla. So again, according to Reb Papa, it's not a kasha because you bring it up on top of the Mizbeach and be malin it. But according to Reb Chista, who didn't use that Eitzah, so what are you going to do with the Ayla? V'chitem, and maybe you'll answer me the same teretz that you did with the Ashram. Before that, maybe you'll answer me Ayla l'ma'akva, the Ayla is not ma'akiv, and therefore He could bring the other two kabbalas today, eat his kachem, and the oil he'll be mashem tomorrow. So this is the Gemara. You can't say that because Vatanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Ashram Rabbi Yechon ben Bereka, Rabbi Shmuel ben Ashram Rabbi Yechon ben Bereka said, "Kishem shechatas of Hashem ma'akim." They said the same way that the chatas of the mitzera and the ashram of the mitzera are ma'akim his tahara. Kachel also ma'akim. So to his oil is ma'akim. So v'chite, maybe you'll give the answer that we gave before with the Ashram, v'shekar v'as oilas, that his oila was already brought before the chatas, and therefore all that's remaining now is the chatas, the same way that we said by the Ashram, that the Ashram was already brought before the Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim. Says the Gemara, how could that be? Mikar v'ar lasa, is it possible that the oila was brought, kaidum chatas and rishonim, before the chatas, which is supposed to come first? V'tani, didn't we learn in the Brisa of the hikriv es asher l'chatas rishonim? It says in the pasuk that the kohen should bring the one that should be a chatas first. Now, why is the Torah stressing that the chatas comes first? Matam leimer, what's it coming to say? If it's talking about this parsha itself, that the chatas has to precede the oila, hare kvar nemar v'sashen yasa oila kamishpat. It already said. In that same parsha, the second one is an oila. So if the second one's an oila, so obviously the chatas was brought first. So why did the Torah have to stress a second time the hikriv es asher lechatas rishayna? This is teaching us that not only over here in that parsha where the Torah was speaking, but this is a rule in kol haTorah kula. But any time there's a karban chatas, shiu kadem es lechol oila. Meaning any time there's a set of karbanis, a chatas and an oila. By Azav, Azava, Betzaira, Yeledes, any time that there's two Korbanis, the rule is that the Chatas has to precede the Oila. L'chol Chatas, Yukaymas, L'chol Oila, Sabayz, Mem. Any Chatas precedes the Oila that comes together with it. The Kaimalon, and we know, Da'afilu Chatas, Da'oif, Kaidemis, L'Oila, Behemah. And this goes so far as to say that even though normally you would think that a Behemah is more Chashiv than an Oif, so maybe when the chatas is a chatas ha'if and the oil is a behema, so then enechanami, the oil is behema, should go first. No. Even there, the Torah says the chatas has to come before the oil, and therefore the chatas ha'if will precede the oil is behema. So coming back to our case, even so this mitzvah over here, how could it be if he's still bringing his chatas, It can't be that he already brought his Ayla. If he didn't bring his Ayla yet, so now after the Chatos, he's going to be stuck. How is he going to bring the Ayla? Because Bishlam of the Chatos, he can bring the Chatos a knife according to Reb Chista. But the Ayla, which can't be a knife, or even if it was a knife, it's not going to help, because the Ayla's life has a Akhtara. So how are you going to get around that Shlomo? Amarava, so Rava says, Shani Ayla's Mitzayra, the Ayla's Mitzayra is an exception to the rule. Meaning even though normally the rule is that the Chatos comes first and then the Ayla, but the Ayla's Mitzayra is an exception to the rule that if the order was reversed, even if the way Rashi seems to understand, even if Lachatchila, it's not, it shouldn't be done that way, but at least b'di'evet, if the order was reversed, it's okay. You're Yotze. So the Amar Rava, Shani Ayla's Mitzayra, the Rachman Amar, because the Torah says, V'hela Hakayin Esa Ayla. The hella is a lashon, is a funny lashon. It said it should have said. Rashi says, "Akakach yala sa'ila." The hella is mashu shehella kvar. That even if he was already mala the oila before the chatos, nonetheless it's okay. Nonetheless, you're yotze. Omer le Rav Shaman bar Abba le Rav Papa. Rav Shalom bar Abba asked the Papa, "Lididach, according to you, Damit Malo Malina Bereshis Mizbeach, you said that the way we get around Hashlama is even by a behemoth, because we just bring it out on the Mizbeach and you leave it there on the top of the Mizbeach. So look, the kasha we mentioned before, Avdina Milsa LeKehanim, do we do something for the Kehanim to Asibu LeDekatakal that could potentially be mafshal them? But if the meat is sitting on the Mizbeach and unsuspecting Kayan will come, he sees that there's meat on the Mizbeach that's not on the Merach, and I'll go put it on the Merach, not realizing that he's being over an Isser by doing so. The Sabbath Yumu, he'll think that it's Karbonis from that day that are meant to be put on the Merach, he's going to come be makter it. So Amr Lay, so he answered him, Kehanim's reason him. No. Since we know, we said many times, Kehanim is reason him, so part of that is they'll be careful to let everybody know what the nature of this meat is, and everybody will know not to place it on top of the Merach. Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahn. Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahn. Amalei Rav Hunabredu Nosan Rav Papa. Rav Hunabredu Nosan asked Rav Papa. V'akamalei Miskatri. As long, what does it help not to be makter the meat till the next day? L'chayre, the rule is v'akamalei Miskatri. As long as the haktar is not done, Miskatri Amurim, that the haktar is not done to the Amurim. So then, Kehanim lemotzi achli, basa, the Kehanim can't eat the meat, because that's the rule of the Tanya. Yachli, you Kehanim rashayim b'chaz v'shoik. This is talking about a shlomim, where the chaz v'shoik goes to the Kehanim. So I may think that the Kehanim are allowed to eat the chaz v'shoik, kainim akhtaros and murim, even before the murim are burnt out of his back. But as soon as the chaz v'shoik is cut out and given to the Kehanim, maybe right then and there they may eat it even before the haktara. Tamal Loimar says in the pasuk, "V'hikter akayin es achelav amizbecha." The kayin should burn the chelav on the mizbeach. V'hada, and only afterwards does it say, "V'haya chazal la'aron labanav," that the chazal, the breast of the animal, goes to Aaron and his children. So it sounds like only after the haktara that's when they're permitted to eat, but before that tar, they're not permitted to eat. And the same rule happens to be true by Yisrael also. Let's say Kachem Kalim, where the basar goes to Yisrael, they're not allowed to eat from their chelik of the basar until after the Akhtar. Okay, so let's say that the Kehanim don't eat it. What's the problem with that? Teretz is, the problem is, the Kamed the Kehanim le'achli basar, as long as the Kehanim don't eat the basar, Bailam le'is kapri. The Bailam don't get a kapar. The Tanya, like it says in the price, the Va'achloi Samashakupa by him. They should eat it because that brings a kapara to Klai Yisrael. Milamach Kehanim Oichlim, when the Kehanim eat, Ubaram is Kapim, and that brings a kapara to the Bailim. So if you put everything together, the Kehanim can't eat over here because Akhtar wasn't done. If they don't eat, the Bailim don't have a kapara. But we're talking about Mukhusri Kapara. So it's Mashma. That, so if that's the case, if the Bailim don't have a kapara, that means the carbon didn't yet accomplish what it has to be accomplished, which means permit to be fully be matar the Bailim in order that they could eat kachim. So the whole point of bringing it after Tamid Shabbein Abayim was that they should be able to eat kachim that night. But if, like we're saying, is true that they don't have a kapara, so if they don't have a kapara, that means they weren't as of yet yoy to their carbon. That means they can't eat kachim that night. So what do we gain? So Amalei, so he answered him, Kivin Delei Efsher, since it's not possible to eat the, to be makdir right now the emurim. Asam, so then the Chazal treated it kimishanitmu as if the emurim became tami oisha avdu, or they got lost. Meaning to say, even though when everything's around in the normal protocol, and when everything's done the way it's supposed to be done, like we just mentioned a minute ago, you're not allowed to have any achila before the haktarah. But that's only in the world of lachatchila. But the eved, we know that the haktarah is not ma'akiv. And just like it's not ma'akiv in being yotze to the carbon, so it's not ma'akiv in the achila either. Like we're going to say in a moment from a brisa, the Tanya, I would think if the emurim became tamei, and therefore they may not be burnt anymore, where they got lost, and then you can't burn them because you don't have them. So I may think in these two cases that the kohanim are not allowed to eat, since we said before the eating could only come after the haktara. So we hear that there's not going to be haktara, maybe they don't eat. Taman leimar, and that the pasuk says, since it says that tells us regardless it goes to Aaron and sons, whether there's haktara or not. So that tells us lichatchila when there will be haktara, they're not allowed to eat till after the haktara. But if you know that there's not going to be Akhtar, Lamashal, the Emurim got lost, or they became Tummy, so then the Kayanim could eat regardless, even though there's not going to be Akhtar. So coming back to us, so who did not by us, even though technically there will be Akhtar tomorrow, but since as of now there can't be Akhtar because of the Essay of Ashlama, so therefore it's as if there's no Emurim now, because we're not waiting for Akhtar, and therefore the Kayanim may eat the Basar, and the Balaam will get a Kapar. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana Rami, Rav Kahana asked the Stira. Ksiv, it says in one pasuk, La yaloin chelev chagi ad boker. You cannot leave the chelev, the chalavim that are, of the karbonis that are brought, l'shem the chag of Pesach, till the morning. That means all the chalavim that have to be burnt on Mizbeach have to be burnt before the morning. So we dash an ad boiker hu d'lo yolin. You can't leave them off the mizbeach overnight. But hakol laila. But if it didn't hit yet the morning, throughout the night, yolin, then you could leave it off the mizbeach. I mean, as long as you're going to bring it up onto the mizbeach sometime before it hits morning, so they could stay off the mizbeach echveis till 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And as long as they're going to be brought up before alayis hashachar, then you're fine. How could that be? Uksiv the hikter Allah chavay shlamim Allah hashem kol kabanas kulam. Didn't we say before that there's a drush of a hikter Allah chavay shlamim which tells us Allah hashem kol kabanas kulam that you're now be makter anything after the tamid shel ben arba'im? So how is it possible that you could do haktara a whole night if once the haktara of the tamid shel ben arba'im is done, nothing's allowed to come afterwards? Who Moisivla? He asked the Kasha of Umafarakla, and he gives the Teretz. Kisheni Taisru means the way Rashi explains a carbon that was brought before the Tamid, Shabbat Arbaim, meaning was brought when it was supposed to be brought. So then, we don't care when the Haktarah practically was done. Even if that Haktarah is not going to be done until 3 o'clock in the morning, which is after the Haktarah of the Tamid Shabbat Arbaim, it's fine. Because this is a carbon that already belongs before the Tamid Shabbat Arbaim. And that's what it means. When it's left over, then it, from beforehand, so then it may be brought up on the mizbeach a whole night. The din of Ashlama is a carbon, like we were talking about until now, a carbon that you lechatchila went and brought it after the carbon tamid shel ben arba'im. So such a carbon, you're now that it's hakrovo that it's hakrovo came afterwards. That you, the shrika and the zrika came after the tamid shel ben arba'im. So on that one, you have a din of ashlama that the Torah says that no carbon that comes after could be burnt on the mizbeach, since this carbon has to be the last carbon that's brought. Rabbi Leiv Safra leRav. Safra asked the stira to Rav. Ksiv, it says in the
part. This last Gemara is only talking about actually burning it, right? Because we said in Eitzah before that you could bring it up and not.
Yeah, correct, right. Yeah, that what's coming out of the Maskana. If the Shrit and the Zrik, if the Avodas were done after the Tamid shel ben arba'im, then it's not allowed to be burnt after the Tamid shel ben arba'im, but the Shrit would still be kosher and the Zrika, and you could, yes, leave it on the Zbech in order to burn it the next day. Rami Leib Safra Lirav. Rav Safra asked the Stira to Rav. Siv, it says the pasuk we quoted before, Layalin Khan of Khagi Layalin Labiker, this is a different pasuk, Layalin Labiker, Zevachaga Pasak. You can't leave over the carbon pasach until the parts of the carbon pasach until the morning. Again, it's Mashal Labiker to Layalin. Till the morning you can't leave it over. Hakalalai Layalin. The whole night you could burn. Now the carbon pasach, if you're gonna burn it at night, that means you're burning it on Yantif, on Pesach. So maybe that's not such a problem because we know that karbanos are daich yomt. However, vaksiv, it says in the pasuk oyle shabbos b'shabbatay, that even though karbanos are daich yomtiv, that's dafka karbanos of the day. A carbon of Shabbos may be burnt on Shabbos. A carbon of yomtiv may be burnt on yomtiv. However, le'oyle shol b'shabbos, an oyla that came yesterday, that came on Chol, may not be burnt on Shabbos. Meaning every Friday afternoon, there were not allowed to burn the Friday Karbonis, let's say any emurim they had from the Friday Karbonis that didn't yet go on the Mizbeach. So Friday night, which is Shabbos, they can't go and put it on the Mizbeach since Akhtar is Doicha Shabbos, because only the Akhtar of Shabbos Karbonis are Doicha Shabbos. The emurim of a carbon that was brought on Friday may not be Doicha Shabbos. Similarly, Valerius Chol B'Yomtiv, the same rule is true by Yomtiv, that an oyla was brought on Chol may not be burnt on Yantif. So if that's the case, so the carbon Pesach, which that by definition is an oilus chol, it's shechted on Erev Pesach, so how could the Pesach say that the chalev could be brought throughout the night? That means basically we're being mocked or an oilus chol that night on Yantif. Amalei, so he answered him, Kvaromi niyale Reb Abba Bar Chia Reb Avo. This kasha Reb Abba Bar Chia already asked Reb Avo. V'shanilei, and he answered him, Hacha be'arba aser shecholiyos b'shabbos askinon. We're talking about a case that Erev Pesach happened to be a Shabbos. So until now we assume that the chalavim of an Erev Pesach are oilus chal. It's not true. It's an oilus Shabbos. This was an oilus that was brought on Shabbos. And the chal b'shabbos kraven b'yomtiv. Not only can chal b'shabbos be brought on that day itself, but since the kedusha of Shabbos is more chomer than the kedusha of yomtiv, so the rule is chal b'shabbos, at least according to Zman Damar, it's a machlekes, but at least according to Zman Damar, chal b'shabbos are kraven b'yomtiv. The meila, if Shabbos is erev yomtiv and the halavim of Shabbos weren't burnt yet by shkia, they may be burnt into the night. Because Chal v'Shabbos are created by Yomtiv. So that's what the Pasuk is talking about over here. When, in the case that a carbon Pesach became Chal v'Shabbos, when a Pesach fell out to be a Shabbos, so then, Layal and Abaykar, but the whole night you may burn it because Chal v'Shabbos are created by Yomtiv. So on that he asked him, Mishum v'Chal v'Shabbos created by Yomtiv. Good, you found me that example. Because Chal v'Shabbos may be burnt on Yomtiv, Anan, Neku, we should get up v'neima and say v'neima and say the high crow. But Abba also shekoli is b'Shabbos who to see that this pasuk, which sounds like it's talking about all korbanos Pesach, is talking about that one case where Erev Pesach happens to fall out to be on Erev Shabbos on a Shabbos. Amalei, so he said yes. What's the big deal? Shalke the crow, leave the pasuk alone. Do dachukum mukum nashay. It. You want to say that the Teretz is a Deichik, the Pasuk made itself into a Deichik. If the Pasuk said a Din, that could only be Shaykh in this one extreme case, so fine. So then obviously Hashem wrote the Pasuk for that one extreme case. What's your Kasha? So if there's no other way to explain the Pasuk, so it's not a Kasha. The Pasuk wrote itself for this case. So the Pasuk is basically forcing you to say this explanation in the Pasuk.
Where does the Pasuk talk about Shabbos?
The pasuk doesn't talk about Shabbos. We're just being medayik that it must be talking about Shabbos because the pasuk says you may burn the chalev of the Karim Pesach all night.
Right.
No, but if Erev Pesach is a Tuesday, so that night is Pesach. How could you burn it?
Oh, because it's Yom Tov. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. Mm. So you don't burn it?
Right, so on a regular year, most years when Erev Pesach is a weekday, they had to make sure to burn it before Shkia, because once Shkia hits, you're not going to burn it anymore. It's not Teich Yontif. Only on that year, like this year, where Erev Pesach will be Shabbos, so then they were not in a rush, because then they had to bring it throughout the night. So the pasuk that says don't leave it till the morning which is mashma that you're burning it through the night, and therefore the Torah has to say, make sure not to leave it till the morning, is talking about that one type of year that Erev Pesach was on the Shabbos. Okay, says the Mishnah, HaPesach Sheshachta Shema Lishma. So we know from Masechet Zvachim that even though all korbanos that are shechted shalei lishma are kosher, but there's two exceptions to that rule. A chatas that's bought shalei lishma is no good, and who adina korban pesach that's shechted shalei lishma is no good. So hapesach sheshechted shalei lishma, if a person shechts the korban pesach shalei lishma, the kibbol v'halach v'zarek shalei lishma, or did the kabbal, the ilacha, the zrika, any one of the four principal avodas of a korban, the shechita, the catching of the blood, the kabbalah, walking the blood to the mizbeach, that's the ilacha, and the zrika, the throwing of the blood on the mizbeach, any one of those four were done shalei lishma, then the carbon is going to be no good. Even if it was done partially shmai and partially shalei lishma, you didn't have only one kabbalah shalei lishma, you had a kabbalah shmai, and on top of that you also had a kabbalah shalei lishma. Or the opposite, shalei lishmai lishmai. You had a kavanah shalei lishmai, and on top of that, you also had a kavanah lishmai. So, and in any of these cases, it's possible. The carbon pesach would be possible. Ketzav lishmai lishalei lishmai. What would be an example of lishmai lishalei lishmai? Lishem pesach or lishem shlomim. You had in mind lishem pesach, and you also had in mind lishem shlomim. So you had lishem pesach first, which is lishmai, and then afterwards, on top of that, you had in mind lishem shlomim, which is shalei lishmai. Shalei lishmai lishmai, the opposite. What's the case of shalei lishmai lishmai? That the shalei lishmai precedes the lishmai, yet you had in mind l'shem shlomim and l'shem pesach. First you had in mind l'shem shlomim, and afterwards you had in mind l'shem pesach. So by Reb Papa, on this, Reb Papa asked the shayla. That which we said, that dual kavanas, both kavanas take effect, and therefore, if you had a kavanah lishmai, the shalei lishmai, or shalei lishmai lishmai, either way, since both kavanas take effect, the carbon is considered shalei lishmai, or at least partially shalei lishmai, and therefore possible. So Reb Papa had a shayla, when is that true that dual kavanas take effect? Is that even b'avoida achasnan, even within the same avoida, you could have two kavanas and both take effect? Or maybe only in two different avoidas. Meaning in the same avoida, once you had one machshava, that machshava is the only machshava that could take effect, and if afterwards within the same avodah you had another machshava, that second machshava is meaningless. So if it was, let's say, l'shmai v'shem l'shmai, l'shem pesach first, and then l'shem shlomim, that l'shem shlomim is not going to pass. Only if you do it in another avodah, then it could take effect, and then it could be l'shmai v'shem l'shmai. So the case of l'shmai v'shem l'shmai of our Mishnah, that both kavanas took effect, and therefore it's possible, is that even in the same avodah, or is it dafka in two separate avodas? And the Gemara explains what's the tzad, and why should you say this way or why should you say that way? Do we say b'avodah achasnan, it's even in the same avodah, Rabbi Yisihi da'amar afi gemar dvar of adam nitfas? Going back to the famous machlokes, tfeis lashon rishon or tfeis lashon achron, when a person says two things simultaneously, do we look at the first lashon or do we also look at the lashon achron? So if you want to say that both machshavas take effect in the same avodah, that means he's saying two things simultaneously, that means obviously you hold twice lashon achron, the af begmar dvar of adam nitfas, that you don't only look at the first lashon that he said, but we look at the whole phrase, the whole sentence, and even the gemar dvar, even the lashon achron also takes effect, and therefore over here it will be l'shmai v'shalai l'shmai d'ir meir, because if the Tana would be meir ha'imer twice lashon rishon, meir shita is twice lashon rishon. Therefore, when you say two things together, only the first one takes effect and doesn't give a chance for the second one to take effect. So, if you said l'shem pesach u'l'shem shlamim in the same avoda, only the l'shem pesach will take effect. The l'shem shlamim will not take effect, and therefore, at the end of the day, it's not going to be shalei lishmai because the machshava of shalei lishmai never took effect. Ideal more, maybe not. But shtei avodos tznan, that which the Mishnah said that l'shmai l'shalei l'shmai is possible, that both machshavas took effect, that's because they were done by two different avodas. One was done in the shkita and one was done in the kabbalah, so it was two separate times, so each one could take effect by themselves, and therefore the first avodah was l'shmai, the second avodah was shalei l'shmai, and there, and it, according to this pshat, afilu remeir, so then the Mishnah could even be according to remeir, d'amar tfeis lashon rishon, who says normally tfeis lashon rishon hanimi b'avodah achas, in the same avodah, when two things are trying to happen simultaneously, they're trying to coincide with each other, so then we say they can't both happen at the same time, and therefore we'll say Tfayis Lashon Rishon. Our b'shtei avodas, masha enkin, if it's two separate avodas, and each avodah has no shaychus to each other, so this avodah, its masha takes effect by it on its own, and that avodah, its masha takes effect on its own. So therefore, ma'ida the misa, even remeir, would be ma'ida that the carbon would be possible because both machshavas took effect, and therefore the din of lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy that our Mishnah says is possible could stem even with remeir. So that's our shayla. Are we talking about one avodah and then it's only according to Rabbi Yosi, or are we talking about in two separate avodahs and then the halakha could be true according to everybody, even according to remeir? Okay.